This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. According to the Mises Wire, a news and opinion website of the Mises Institute reported a couple days ago on several regulations that the government has eliminated during the COVID crisis. How about that? First, the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration is treated as an unassailable by some, and if you are dare to speak out against it, you clearly want millions to die because of defective products. Well, the real world shows that the FDA's lengthy approval process, which consists of three phases of drug trials that can span years, actually puts many lives at risk. There's been a number of studies on this, actually. In the current coronavirus context, people do not have the luxury of time, so bureaucracy is quite literally killing them when they can't access restricted treatments or medicine. According to the Mises Institute, cooler heads have prevailed at the FDA at the time being, as the agency gave a new coronavirus testing kit emergency use authorization after weeks of delays. However, we should not let the FDA completely off the hook. As is to be expected from government agencies, the FDA is taking its sweet time in approving home testing kits for the COVID-19 coronavirus. I don't know why they would take so long for home testing kits. My Lone Star State, the Lone Star State leading the way on deregulation, again, according to the Mises Wire. Various states have issued orders to shut down restaurants and bars, which has compelled many businesses to limit their services to takeout. Some governments, such as that of Texas under Governor Greg Abbott, have been reasonable in their approach to dealing with the COVID crisis by lifting regulations on alcohol delivery and letting restaurants deliver alcohol along with food purchases, which was previously prohibited. Why would we ever even prohibit that? Additionally, Abbott made sure to waive regulations that would have weakened Texas supply chains in the face of this crisis. Trucks generally confined to delivering alcohol to liquor stores are now able to deliver grocery supplies to the supermarkets. This move serves to bolster Texas supply chains during a time of uncertainty. By waiving these regulations, we are streamlining the process to replenish the shelves in grocery stores across the state, Abbott declared. Healthcare systems across the country are under great pressure also, which has prompted state legislators to become more flexible with their otherwise stringent medical regulations. The Lone Star State has fast-tracked temporary licensing for doctors, assistants, and nurses coming from out of state to help Texas healthcare professionals. States such as Maryland and South Carolina have taken similar approaches regarding that their medical restrictions may put them in a deadly bind as more coronavirus cases pop up and they don't have enough staff to handle them. Way to go, Lone Star. The TSA. The TSA is deregulating. Not very much, though. Believe it or not, the TSA is getting on the deregulation bandwagon here. They have decided to allow 12-ounce bottle hand sanitizers through security, exceeding the 3.4-ounce restriction limit. Pharisees. China appointed to UN Human Rights Council panel despite human rights abuses and coronavirus cover-up. According to Discern.com, China has been given a seat at the UN Human Rights Council panel where it'll help vet candidates for important posts dealing with freedom of speech, health, and forced disappearances and arbitrary detention despite its egregious human rights record and recent cover-up of its coronavirus outbreak, both of which have and will continue to cost the world countless lives. The UN Watch reports, China was appointed on Wednesday to a United Nations Human Rights Council panel where it will play a key role in picking the world's body's human rights investigators, including global monitors on freedom of speech, health, enforced disappearances, and arbitrary detention, in a move that has sparked protests by international human rights activists. Continuing allowing China's oppressive and inhumane regime to choose the world investigators on freedom of speech, arbitrary detention, and enforced disappearances is like making a pyromaniac the town fire chief, said Hailil Nuer, executive director of UN Watch, a non-governmental human rights organization based in Geneva and closely monitors the 47-nation UN Human Rights Council and a leader in speaking out at the UN for victims in China. The Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI, pay attention to this. Go to CEI.org to follow up more on this report here. the CEI came up with a list of over 30 regulations that are harming our response to the coronavirus. CEI summarizes their report with these principles. We need to remove regulatory barriers that prevent effective response to the crisis. Number two, remove regulatory barriers that reduce resilience to change economic behavior. Number three, suspend or repeal policies that make the crisis worse than it would be otherwise. And lastly, put in place reforms that will allow the economy to reboot quickly. Go over to CEI.org and you can actually read through all 30 plus regulatory barriers that are being super prohibitive right now. It's a really good article. I encourage you to go check out CEI.org. It was just so much to cover. I couldn't pack it all into this news brief. All right. We've had a lot of people ask about this. I have hopefully summarized some things here that will help you think through about how to be thinking about the stimulus checks that you will be receiving. This is not an exhaustive summary of what is in the stimulus, but hopefully summarizes and provides some helpful guidance on how you should be thinking about it. There are a lot of programs in this so-called stimulus package, and they basically kind of fall into these four categories. Number one, forced taxes. Number two, some sort of deferment program. Number three, cheap loans. And number four, some sort of free money, but it still is, of course, going to boil down to a tax increase. So for category number one, forced taxes. Basically, the whole stimulus package is a massive tax. That's what it is. This is the 30,000-foot kind of view of the stimulus, and this hike will play out over the years to come. David Bonson pointed out on our show a couple weeks ago that our national debt is very small compared to countries like Japan, but still, if we don't pay off our debts, our children will bear the consequences and pox on our generation if that happens. And I don't trust our government and digging in and paying off the national debt in the first place. Category number two here, the stimulus checks that provide, category number two here, some sort of, you know, deferment program here. The stimulus checks that individuals and families will be getting in the mail are actually tax credits that will be applied to 2020 tax returns. So you get the money now, but you will actually see it show up later on your tax returns, especially if you have tax credits or make enough money for that to pop up there. So you get the money now, but you're most likely going to have to consider it when next tax season comes rolling around. Number three, cheap loans. Category number three here, cheap loans at around about 4% or less, depending on the program. I have a problem with the government being involved in the loan money business in the first place, which is, you know, silly. But because it is a payback requirement, I don't have a problem with businesses taking advantage of this. Technically, the government will make money off these loans, which would theoretically help minimize the stimulus package and the stimulus damage. Category number four, the Paycheck Protection Program can turn into free money. There's a couple other programs similar to this, but the big program everyone's been talking about is the Paycheck Protection Program, so I'm going to hit that for this. And this program means that individual businesses would not have to pay it back if they put the money towards qualifying uses like payroll, rent, I believe, utility bills, and so forth. This program bothers me the most, but here is the play. The government broke the economy and now they're trying to fix it. Companies, what really should be happening is that companies should have saving strategies in place. So even if the government flips out, we are not beholden to their, you know, bipolar governmental processes. But here's the bottom line, and this applies to the forced stimulus checks and the rest of the programs, is that however people are participating in these programs, there are two principles that should be in front of our minds. First, do not think the government as our savior, which includes not developing a slave mentality. Can't stress that enough. The government's not our savior, and if you even lean any sort of credence to that, it is so easy for that slave mentality to creep in. Secondly, the government is playing with our corporate credit card and even requiring you to participate in this. So think accordingly and know that our government is not in control. Lastly, take the stimulus check that you will most likely be receiving and invest it or open a bank account for your kids. In other words, think long term and figure out a way to extend the money into the next generation because they will be paying off our debts for this package. and including the previous two stimulus packages, don't forget, from Bush and Obama. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at FightLaughFeast.com. We really can't grow without our club member support, so please consider joining our club. Just 3 Starbucks cups of coffee a month, or you can all go all the way up to the platinum package at $100 a month. You can get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, discounts at our annual conference in Nashville, and access to our master classes on parenting, Christian business principles, sales, God and government, backstage interviews with Vody, Doug, James, Tom, Eric Erickson, David French, and so forth. You can find all our shows on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Lastly, we hope to meet you at our annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to register and have a great day.